Stallone. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies upon our lives. Thank you for your great love and compassion toward us. Thank you for your presence and power that is working mighty things in our lives and situations. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for stepping into our situations to change everything into the way you want it. Thank you for giving honor to your name in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for making us to succeed and prosper in everything we do. Thank you for blessing us without measure. Thank you, Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the prayers we have prayed on this platform that you have answered. We thank you because the prayers we will pray tonight, this midnight, you will also answer. Thank you for always being there for us. Thank you for being our fortress. Thank you for being our shield. Thank you for being the rock of our defense. When the enemy came like a flood, you raised up a standard against them. You stood for us. You crushed the enemies into pieces. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for those things we trusted you for, that we now have them. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for impossible things that are now becoming possible in our lives. Thank you for keeping us safe and secured from all harm, from all dangers. Thank you for keeping our family members and loved ones from danger, from destruction, from untimely death. Thank you, Jesus. We are here this moment to seek your face. Oh Lord, we are here because you are our present help in times of need. We are here, O Lord, because you cannot fail. You remain faithful forever. Father, visit us tonight as we pray. Visit everyone here, O Lord. Even those of us that have problem with faith, problem with trust. trust in you, believe in you. Oh Lord, give us faith so that we can receive the things you have in store for us tonight. In the name of Jesus, change our lives, change our situations, and let your name be forever praised. Thank you, Lord, for we know you will do beyond our expectations. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to take worship songs before we start praying with prayer points. Oh, it's like unto thee, oh Lord, who is like unto thee, oh Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, always doing wonders. Alleluia. Hallelujah. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, who is like unto thee, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Jesus reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Jesus. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. There is none like you. There is none like you, Jesus. There is none like you. No one else, no one else can touch my heart like you do. I have searched through all eternity long and found there is none like you. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. O Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord, in all the earth, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, King of the universe, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, oh Lord, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all know. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise Jesus. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, because He lives, because He lives. I can face tomorrow because He lives. All fear is gone. All fear is gone because I know, because I know He holds my future. My life is worth a living just because He lives, because Jesus lives, because He lives. I can face tomorrow because He lives. All fear is gone, all fear is gone, because I know, because I know He owns my future. My life is worth a living just because He lives. unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto Jesus be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be Your name. Hallowed be Your name. Hallowed be Your name. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be Your name. Hallowed be Your name. Hallowed be Your name. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. He touched my life with His aims. My life changed. He touched my life with His aims. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with His hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with His hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with His hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with His hands. My life changed. Unchangeable, Unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable, unchangeable God, dependable God, dependable God, dependable God, dependable God, dependable God, dependable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, that wonderful name, Jesus, that one. Wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name. That wonderful name, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, that wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, that wonderful name, Jesus, Jesus. There is no other name I know. By your blood, you crushed principalities. Jesus. Jesus. By your name, by your name, established authority, Jesus, 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 the righteous, by your blood, you crushed principalities. Jesus, 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 by your name, by your name, you established authority. Jesus, Jesus, oh, Jesus, the righteous. Jesus, 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 you have conquered all. Jesus, Jesus, Savior, Jesus, Jesus, you reign over all. Jesus, 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 you have conquered all. Jesus, 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 you reign over all. Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him, adore Him, praise Him, glorify Him, magnify Him, worship the King of Glory, the King of Kings, the Lord of Hosts, the Lord of Lords, the I Am that I Am, the King of the Universe, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles. Glorify Him, worship Him, the maker of the heavens and the earth, the King of the Universe, the King of Glory, the King of Israel. Worship Him, the one who was, the one who is, the one who is to come. Praise Him. He is before all things. And He is the one holding all things together. By Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible or invisible, whether they be dominions or thrones or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. Worship Him. All things were created by Jesus and for Jesus. Praise Him. Praise Him. He rules over all. He controls times and seasons. He decrees the end of things even before they began. Only Him can speak and it will happen. Only Him can decree a thing and it will appear immediately. Only Jesus can do that. Worship Him. Because you are in Jesus. You are inside of Him. Praise Him. You serve a living God, not a dead God. Not those gods that have eyes and they cannot see. They have ears and they cannot hear. They have legs and they cannot move. Not those dead gods. You serve a living God who is right here, right now. Who is right there where you are. Praise Him. You serve a God that can be trusted. You serve a God that cannot lie. A God that cannot be defeated. A God that cannot fail. A God that does impossible things. He reverses irreversible things. That is the God you serve. That is the God we serve. Worship Him. He is the giver of life. Giver of joy, giver of peace, is the healer, the only healer. Every other healers are nothing compared to Him. He's the only Savior, the real Savior. worship Him. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. We are going to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank you for being my God. Thank you for being my Father. Thank you for being my Savior, my Redeemer. Thank you for being the God that I serve. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Say, Lord, thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for drawing me closer to you. Thank you for bringing me into your kingdom. Thank you for bringing me into your light. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to thank Him like that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For being my God, for being my Savior, for being my Deliverer, for being my Healer, for being my Restorer. Thank you, Jesus, for being my Savior, my Redeemer. Thank you for being my Provider. Thank you, Jesus, for being my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for always been there for me. I cannot do without you. I can't live without you. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank Him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for great grace you have given to me to accomplish things that are beyond my human strength, things beyond my human wisdom. Say, Father, thank you for great grace you have given to me to achieve things that are beyond my human strength, things beyond my human wisdom. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me great grace. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me great grace to achieve successes that my strength cannot achieve, breakthroughs that my wisdom cannot give me. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me grace to achieve those things. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're still going to thank Him. You're going to say, thank you, Jesus, for holding my hands in the storms of life. You're going to say, thank you, Jesus, for holding my hands as I go through storms in life. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Thank you for holding my hands as I journey through this world. Thank you, Jesus, for holding my hands. Thank you for upholding me. Thank you for keeping me strong. Thank you for keeping me going forward. Thank you, Jesus, for being the source of my encouragement. Thank you, Jesus, for being the source of my hope, the source of my peace, the source of my joy, the source of my happiness as I journey through this world. You are always there with me, holding my hand, leading me through my journey in this world. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to talk to the Lord. You're going to say, Father, let the countenance of your face shine upon me. You're going to say, Father, let the countenance of your face shine upon me to hear my prayer and to answer my prayers. Shine your face on me. Set your face on me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, let your face shine on me. Let your face look unto me. Set your face on my situation. Set your face on my life. To hearken to my prayers and to answer my prayers. Let the countenance of your face be upon me, O Lord. I don't want to pray in vain. I don't want to seek you in vain. I need your mercy, O Lord. I need you to look unto me. I need your face to shine upon me. I need you to give attention to my prayers. I need you to give attention to my requests. Oh Lord, shine your face on me. Have compassion on me. Have pity on me. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Answer my prayers, O Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You can say, Father, as you have promised in your scripture, let no evil befall me. You said in your word that thousands shall fall at my right hand and 10,000 on my left, but my life will be spared. Say, Father, as you have said in your word, do not let any evil befall me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Say, oh Lord, do not let any evil befall me. Do not let any evil succeed in my life. Succeed in my family. Pray the same prayer for your children, for your family members. Say, Father, as it is written in your word, do not let evil befall me. Do not let evil happen in my dwelling place. It can happen to others, but let it not reach my dwelling place. It can happen even to my neighbors, but let it not reach my dwelling place. In the name of Jesus, do not let evil befall me. By your mercy, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. In the same chapter of the scripture, Psalm 91, in verse 8 of that Bible chapter, of this chapter, Psalm 91, verse 8 says, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Only with your eyes shall you see the reward of the wicked. So which means that when God is rewarding the wicked, it will not touch you. When God is judging the wicked, you will not partake in the judgment. That's what it means. It says, only with your eyes shall you see the reward of the wicked. At this time, God's judgment is going to be very much. Yeah, at this time that we are right now, there's going to be an increase in God's judgment. God is going to judge nations. He's going to judge churches, ministries, individuals, families, communities. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, as you judge the wicked, do not let me and my family members partake in the judgment. Say, Father, as you judge the wicked in these last days, do not let the judgment reach me and my household. Open your mouth and pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, as your judgment will be happening everywhere at this time, let my family be spared Let my life be speed. Let my life be speed. Let the life of my family members be spared. Let the lives of my siblings, parents, be spared. Let the life of my children, my spouse, my grandchildren be spared. As your wrath to be coming upon people who practice evil and sin and witchcraft and sorcery and idolatry. Oh Lord, do not let your judgment reach my dwelling place. Spare my life and that of my family members by your mercy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, that verse says, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Now, it also means that God will fight for you and you will hold your peace. Now, that verse also means that it means you are not the one that would destroy the wicked. He would destroy the wicked for you. Yeah, that's what it means. He will destroy the wicked for you. And you will just stay there and watch him destroy the wicked. And watch him judge the wicked. Yeah. Of course, God instructed us to pray for our enemies. And then he said, we should not take revenge. Yeah, he said we should not fight our enemies physically. That is our human enemies. Yeah, but he can deal with them. Yeah, we are not the ones to kill them. Because we are not fighting human beings. We are not fighting flesh and blood. We are fighting princes of darkness, powers of darkness. But God can fight anyone. God can fight both humans and demons. God can fight anybody and he can destroy anybody. Yeah, because he created everyone. Yeah, so we can have God to deal with our enemies. Yeah, we can ask him to judge them, to destroy them. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, O Lord of hosts, you are the God of vengeance. Arise and execute your judgment on my enemies. They're going to say, O Lord of hosts, you are the God of vengeance. Arise and execute your wrath on my enemies. open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Arise now. In the name of Jesus, arise in your hunger. Execute your judgment on my enemies. Whether human enemies or demon enemies, arise, O Lord. Execute your judgment on the enemies that don't want my life to move forward. Execute your judgment now. On the enemies that don't want me to succeed and prosper in life, in destiny, execute your judgment now. On the enemies that don't want me to live long and fulfill my days on earth, oh God of vengeance, execute your judgment on them now. On the enemies that want me to beg before I eat, that want me to suffer in poverty and shame, arise, O Lord of hosts. Arise, O God of vengeance. Execute your judgment on them now. Destroy them all so that my life can proceed into greatness. Destroy them all. Destroy them all. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Don't stop. Say, O Lord of hosts, you are the God of vengeance. You said in your word that vengeance is mine, and I will repay. You said vengeance is yours, and you will repay. You will repay my enemies. Arise now. Arise now. Fight my enemies. Crush my enemies. Destroy my enemies. Arise now, O God of vengeance. The enemies that don't want me to succeed, arise, O Lord, and execute your judgment on them. The enemies that don't want me to have good health, arise, O Lord, and execute your judgment on them. The enemies that don't want me to become the person you have sent me to this world to be, arise, O Lord of hosts, and execute your judgment on them. The enemies that don't want me to fulfill my divine purpose in the earth, that don't want me to have breakthroughs in my finances, that don't want me to have marital breakthrough, that don't want me to have children, arise, O Lord of hosts, execute your judgment on them. Continue to pray like that. Execute your wrath on them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It says, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Only with thine eyes only with thine eyes. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the same evil my enemies have devised against me fall on their heads. Say, Father, let the same evil my enemies have devised against me, let it fall on their heads. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. The same evil they have devised against me, let it turn and fall on their heads. Let it backfire and fall on their heads. In the name of Jesus, the same evils, the same evil arrows, the same weapons my enemies have devised against me, the same weapons they are throwing at me, oh Lord, let it backfire to fall on their hands. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I believe you're praying this prayer seriously. Let it backfire. Let it backfire. Thank you, Lord. Let it backfire. Every evil my enemies have devised against me, every evil they are sending into my life, right now let it turn back to fall upon their hands. In the name of Jesus, let it go back to them, to destroy them, the same destruction they have sent against me. Lord, let it go back to destroy them. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. It says, only with thine eyes. Psalm 91 verse 8, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let's your hunger, enter into the realms of darkness where my life is being oppressed and tormented, to destroy them all. Say, Father, let your hunger enter into the realms of darkness where my life is being oppressed and afflicted. Let your anger locate those realms and destroy them all. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. continue to pray. Say, Father, let your anger locate every realm of darkness, whether visible or invisible. Every realm of darkness, whether they are in the waters or in the air. Every realm of darkness, whether they are in the second heaven or underneath the earth, where my life is being oppressed and afflicted, where my destiny is being manipulated, let your anger locate those realms right now and consume them all. As it is written, that for our God is a consuming fire. Let your anger enter into those realms and consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Right now. Right now. Right now. Let the anger of God enter into the realms of darkness, realms of witchcraft, where my life is being afflicted day and night, oppressed day and night. Let the anger of God locate them and destroy them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It says, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. You're going to pray. You're going to say, O Lord of hosts, release your mighty angels. To every realm of darkness that are behind my limitations and afflictions and pains, and waste them all. You're going to say, O Lord of hosts, release your mighty angels into every realm of darkness that are behind my limitations, my afflictions, my sufferings, my slavery. Let your angels go there and waste them all. Open your mouth and pray like that. They get harsh and they touch them along. Right now, let your angels go there and destroy them all. Every realm of darkness that is the cause of my afflictions, realm of darkness that is the cause of my troubles and failures and sicknesses and pains. O Lord of hosts, release your angels there. Now, release your angels there right now. Destroy them all. Destroy them all. Destroy them all. Destroy them all. Realms of darkness that are busy attacking me day and night. Oh Lord of hosts, destroy them now. With your mighty angels. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Only with thine eyes. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Arise, O God of Israel. Take away every barrier, every blockage the enemy have set on my path to success, on my path to prosperity, on my path to greatness. Arise, O God of Israel. Take away such barriers in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Arise, O God of Israel. Take away every barrier, obstacles, stumbling blocks, roadblocks the enemy has set on my path to success, on my path to growth, on my path to prosperity, to greatness. Arise, O God of Israel. Remove those barriers. Remove those barriers now. Remove those barriers now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, every resistance, limitation, the enemy has set to stop me from becoming who you say I am. Arise, O God, and destroy them all. Destroy them all. Right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray? You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Oh Lord, with your mighty hand, uproot the seed the enemy has planted into my life, so that their desires can come to pass in my life. Say, Oh Lord, with your mighty hand, uproot such seed right now. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, uproot every seed planted by the enemy into my life, so that their desires can happen to me. Every plantation, evil seed planted by the enemy into my body, soul, and spirit, be uprooted now by the hand of the Lord. Be uprooted right now. Be uprooted right now. Be uprooted right now. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. be uprooted right now. Every seed of death, seed of sickness and disease, every seed of corruption, seed of pollution, seed of addiction, seed of wrong attitudes, wrong character, wrong habits, every seed the enemy has planted into my life so that their will can come to pass in my life. Oh Lord, with your mighty hand, uproot them now. Thank you, Lord. Uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to say, let the hunger of God destroy every darkness that have surrounded my life, surrounded my environment, to execute the agenda of the devil, to carry out the agenda of Satan. Let the hunger of God consume them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Let the hunger of God destroy every darkness that have surrounded me, surrounded my dwelling place, surrounded my environment, so to carry out the agenda of Satan. So as to carry out the agenda of witchcraft agents. Let the hunger of God destroy them. Hunger of God destroy them. Anger of God destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Anger of God destroy them. Every darkness that is upon my life, upon the works of my hands, upon my calling and destiny, to execute satanic agenda, to execute witchcraft agenda, to execute demonic agenda, be consumed by the hunger of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Be consumed by the hunger of God. Be consumed by the hunger of God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Only with thine eyes. You are going to pray. Surely those that want you to fall, they shall fall in your place. In the name of Jesus. Those that have created your downfall, they shall take the fall. In the name of Jesus. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let those who are working day and night for my downfall, those who are laboring day and night to bring me down, say, Lord, let them go down. Let them go down in my place. In the name of Jesus, let them go down for my sake. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Gahasha de tiketesh de balam. Say, Father, let those who are working tirelessly day and night to bring me down, those who are laboring day and night for my downfall, let them be the ones to go down. In the name of Jesus, let them go down in my place. In the name of Jesus, let them take the fall, the same trap they have set for me. Let them fall into the trap. In the name of Jesus, the same destruction they have set for me, let it destroy them. In the name of Jesus, let them go down. Thank you, Father. Let them go down forever and never rise again. Those who are laboring to see my destiny go down. Those who are laboring to see my career go down. To see my ministry go down. To see my calling go down. Let them go down in my place. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Only with thine eyes. Only with thine eyes. You're going to pray that the weapons your enemies are using against you begin to turn. Against them. It's more like someone pointing a gun at you to shoot you, and then the gun start turning back to shoot the person. Yeah. Or the bullet turn back. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the weapons, the agents of darkness are using to attack me. Let those weapons start turning against them. Let their weapons turn against them. Open your mouth and pray like that. The weapons the kingdom of darkness are using against me, Lord, let their weapons start misbehaving. Let their weapons start malfunctioning. Let their weapons start destroying them. In the name of Jesus, all the weapons and gadgets and instruments the agents of darkness are using to attack me, using to strike me, using to afflict me. Lord, let those weapons start malfunctioning right now. Let them start destroying them. In the name of Jesus, turn their weapons against them. Turn their weapons against them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. We saw in the scriptures how God descended upon the enemies of Judah. There were three. There were three nations. They gathered themselves together to destroy just a very small nation. But those people were wise. They cried out unto God. And they began to sing praises to God. And God descended upon those armies. And they start to kill themselves. They start to destroy themselves. That is the kind of judgment God is going to bring upon your enemies. They will destroy themselves. And you will just have to stand and watch that happen. They will destroy themselves. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, "Oh God of vengeance, descend upon the camp of my enemies. Descend upon the camp of witches and wizards fighting me. And let them begin to destroy themselves. Right now, in the name of Jesus." Open your mouth and pray like that. Bashte gedeta shanagala. Nishto gete hesuzalabala. Thank you, Lord. Descend, O God of Israel, descend upon the camp of my enemies. The camp of blood-sucking witches and wizards. Flesh-eating witches and wizards. And make them to begin to drink their blood. Make them to begin to hit themselves and kill themselves. Right now, in the name of Jesus, descend upon the camp of my enemies. Make them destroy themselves. Make them destroy themselves. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Seriously, descend upon the camp of the enemies of my destiny. Turn them against each other, as you did when you fought for Judah. Turn them against each other until they utterly destroy themselves. In the name of Jesus. O Lord of hosts, descend upon the kingdoms of darkness, attacking my destiny, attacking my calling, attacking my health, attacking my peace. Descend upon them. and cause them to destroy themselves, cause them to waste themselves, to consume themselves, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. As you have prayed this prayer, so shall it be in Jesus' name. Now, let's look at the next verse. The next verse that followed Psalm 91, verse 8. The next verse, which is verse 9, Psalm 91, verse 9. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, because you have made the Lord, the Most High, your habitation. You have made the Lord, the Most High, your habitation. Because of that, no plague shall come near your dwelling, and no evil shall befall you. Those things will not happen because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Yeah, in these last days, you must make the Lord your habitation. Yeah, otherwise, you are likely to suffer a lot. Yeah. In fact, you are going to suffer a lot if you don't make the Lord, the Most High, your habitation. So what does it mean to make the Lord your habitation? It means you are dwelling inside the Lord. More like you are living inside Him. Yeah, you have made Him your habitation. You are dwelling inside of Him. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want, you as my habitation. I want you as my dwelling place. I want you as my habitation. Take me into thyself. Take me into yourself. Say, Father, I want you as my habitation. I want you as my dwelling place. Take me into yourself. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Be- begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I want you as my habitation. I want you as my dwelling place. Take me into yourself. Thank you, Lord. I want to live every day of my life in you. I want to live every hour of my life inside of you. Take me into yourself. I want you as my habitation. I want to do everything in you. I want to live in you. I want to do everything in you. Take me into yourself. In the name of Jesus. I want to walk in you. I want to live in you. Take me into yourself. I want you, O Lord, the Most High, to be my everlasting habitation. I want you to be my hiding place. I want you to be my secret place. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There's no way the Lord will be your habitation if you are not pleasing Him. There's no way He will be your habitation if you are not pleasing Him. Yeah, in the book of Habakkuk, it tells us that the eyes of God is so pure that it cannot behold sin. Yeah, Habakkuk chapter 1. Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 13. Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. So the eyes of God is so pure that it cannot look on iniquity. It cannot behold evil. So you cannot be living in sin and expect that the Lord will be your habitation. Your life must please Him for you to live in Him, for you to dwell in Him. Your life must be pleasing in His sight. Otherwise, there will be no coverage for you. Some people have asked questions like, why are righteous people falling sick and dying? Why is it that that pastor, that anointed pastor, that famous pastor, suddenly died in a plane crash? Why is it that pastor that God is using so mightily suddenly got an incurable disease and could not recover and died? Many people have asked those questions. Yeah. And there's just a simple answer to it. The answer is that it is possible that those people have not made the Lord their habitation. Though they call themselves Christians and people think they are righteous, but God is not pleased with their lives. So they were not under God's coverage. And that was why evil took over them. I mean, evil things happened in their lives and they died. Yeah, so God is no respecter of persons. Yeah, you can be the most anointed person in the world. If you go into sin, you are going to lose God's coverage. Yeah. God does not respect anybody. He doesn't care who you are. Yeah. If you go into sin, you might just be walking on the road and a vehicle will just hit you and then you are gone. It doesn't matter how long you have been a Christian. If you go into sin just in one hour, you can die. Because in that hour, you are out of God's coverage. Yeah, that's what many Christians don't know. Yeah. So if you go into sin, in that moment, any attack from witchcraft will succeed over you. Yeah, if you go into sin, any attack from any power of darkness or agent of darkness will prevail in your life. Because at that moment, you are out of God's coverage. So if you want to be in God, you want Him to be your habitation, you must please God with your life. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to live a life that is pleasing in your sight so that I can remain in you. So that I can remain in you. So that you can remain my habitation. Open your mouth and talk to God like that. So that you can remain my habitation. So that you can remain my habitation. So that I can remain under your coverage. Under your security. Help me to live a life that is pleasing in your sight. Help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying like that. Just 1 minute in sin is highly dangerous. Just 1 minute in sin is very deadly. Say, oh Lord, help me to live a life that is pleasing in your sight in every day of my life, in every minute of my life. So that I can remain under your coverage. So that you can remain my habitation. Help me, Father. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There's no way the Lord will remain your habitation if you don't listen to Him. If you don't listen to instructions, If you don't listen to corrections, if you don't listen to his directions, there's no way it will be your habitation. Yeah, we have seen Christians who were warned by the Lord. God warned them, don't go that place. Don't do that thing. But they ignored God's warning and went ahead and do what they want. And then the enemy struck them. Yeah. And some of them did not die, but they are still suffering till now because God did not deliver them. Because he warned them ahead. Yeah, but they refused to listen to him. So if you are a Christian that don't follow instructions, you don't follow God's directions, you don't heed to his corrections, you cannot have him as your habitation. And definitely your life will be in danger. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me. Or change me into an obedient Christian. Change me into an obedient Christian that listen to your corrections, listen to your warnings, listen to your directions, follow your instructions. Change me into such a Christian that is not a rebel. Change me into an obedient Christian. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. A lot of Christians are rebels. A lot of Christians, a lot of pastors, ministers, they are rebels. They don't listen to God's warning and corrections. I hope you're not like that. Say, oh Lord, transform my heart into an obedient heart that follows instructions, that listens to your corrections, that obeys your word, your commandments. Change me into such a Christian that follows your will, that seeks your will in all things. I don't want to be a Christian that rebels against you. I don't want to be a Christian that is only about his own will, our own will. I want to be a Christian that does your will. Give me such a heart that takes heed to your warnings. Such a heart that takes heed to your corrections, to your instructions, to your directions. Make me such a Christian. Give me such a heart. Because I don't want to come out of your covering. I want to be under your covering. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. In this last days, there's going to be a lot of disease outbreaks. And of course, we know that much of those disease outbreaks, they are engineered by the Antichrist organizations. I believe many of you know that we have Antichrist organization that is controlling this world. Some people call them the globalists. Yeah, whatever they call them, they are Antichrist organization, and they have agendas for every country in the world. They have agendas. Dangerous agendas. And they are going to introduce viruses, diseases into many countries to kill people, just as they did in the case of coronavirus, COVID-19. Yeah, they are going to introduce deadly things, plagues, into many countries. Yeah, so we are living in that time. But the people whose God is their habitation, they shall survive these plagues and they shall not be destroyed. But have it in mind that these plagues will kill a lot of people. There are more deadly things than coronavirus that is still coming. More deadly plagues that is still coming. Currently they are running a lot of experiments to see which disease will kill people faster. Yeah. So they are planning weapons of mass. I hope you can hear me. Praise the Lord. Yeah, the network is bad. I pray that the Lord help us to stabilize it. And and make it work in our favor. Yeah, so as I was saying, I said in these last days, we're going to have a lot of plagues that the enemy will release to destroy many. Yeah, a lot of plagues shall be released. A lot of pandemics, deadly viruses that is able to kill thousands within the space of few hours. But as many of us that will make the Lord our habitation shall be preserved. So you're going to pray. Now, don't think this in 5 years from now, 10 years from now. I'm talking of something that can even happen tomorrow. Because they are presently doing a lot of experiments preparing these deadly viruses. And they are planning to unleash it on people's lives. Yeah, so this is not a matter of maybe in 5 years' time. 10 years' time. This is a matter of any time from now. Yeah, so it's part of the agenda of the Antichrist kingdom, the Antichrist organization. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, hide me and my family in you. Make us free of every plague. The Antichrist will release on the world. In you. Preserve us from every plague. Is on the world in these last days. Open your mouth and pray like that. This is a very, very important prayer. Yeah, because it's about life and death. Say, oh Lord, hide me and my family members. Hide me and my family in you. Preserve us preserve us from every plague. Say, O Lord, hide me and my family members in you. Preserve us from every plague. The dark kingdom will be releasing into the world in these last days. Every plague, every virus, preserve me and my household. Preserve me and my household. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Well, we have 3 more prayer points before we round off the session. It says, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me a divine immunity. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, give me divine immunity against every disease or plague. Give me divine immunity. Immunity has to do with your body system having the power to destroy any disease organism. Yeah, any infection, any disease that attacks your body, that attacks your health. Yeah, that is what immunity is about. So your immune system can be divinely boosted. Yeah, there's no drug or herbs or supplements or fruits that boost the immune system as the power of God. Yeah. The power of God is the best, is the greatest immune booster, if I can put it that way. The power of God is able to boost the immune system of your body to fight any disease that comes against your health. So you're going to say, Father, give me divine immunity against all forms of sicknesses and diseases. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, strengthen my immune system to fight and conquer diseases, viruses, whether the old ones or the new ones, any virus, any disease, whether the one that is known or unknown. Lord, give me divine immunity to fight and destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, give me divine immunity by your power in me, by your presence in me. Let my immune system be divinely empowered to fight sicknesses of all kinds, diseases of all kinds, viruses or disease-causing organisms of all kinds. Let my immune system be divinely empowered to fight all infections. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. The Bible tells us that when the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise a standard against them. When the enemy comes like a flood, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, raise your standard against the hosts of darkness that are coming like a flood to devour me. So, Holy Spirit, raise your standard against the hosts of darkness that are coming to devour me like a flood. Raise your standard against them. Let them know that you are the Lord. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Let them know that you are the Almighty God. Raise your standard against them. Raise your standard against them. Raise your standard against them. Thank you, Lord. So, Holy Spirit, raise your standard against every enemy that is coming like a flood to destroy my life. Every force of darkness, hosts of darkness, thousands, billions of demons coming like a flood to devour my life. Holy Spirit, raise your standard against them. Show them how terrible you are. Show them how dangerous you are. Show them the greatness of you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. It says, there shall be no evil that shall befall thee. There shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your presence be strongly established in my life, such that no darkness will be able to come near my life. Let your presence, your powerful presence, your dangerous presence be strongly rooted in my life, such that no devil, no demon, no witchcraft, know which will be able to near me. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Lihashanadash Degala, Tisol Bashu Jendeki Tegala, your powerful presence, your terrible presence, your dangerous presence, oh Lord, let it be rooted in my life, in my environment. Thank you, Lord. Let it be strongly rooted. Strongly rooted in my life, in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, in my environment, such that no darkness, no devil, no plague shall be able to come near me. In the name of Jesus. Let your presence be strongly rooted in my life. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying like that. Let your presence be strongly rooted in my life. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace that gives us all that we need. Thank you for your mercy that speaks for us before your throne. Thank you, Lord, for your presence and power in this place. Thank you for how you have dealt with our enemies for us. Thank you for the victories you have given to us already. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your promises that are coming to pass in our lives at this time. Thank you for terminating the agendas of the kingdoms of darkness and agents of darkness that were against us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you move mightily in the lives of everyone here. Everyone hearing my voice right now, move mightily in their lives and grant them their heart desires. In the name of Jesus, satisfy them with your great benefits. In the name of Jesus, give unto everyone blessings that are beyond their expectations. In the name of Jesus, I pray for those of you that have sickness in your bodies, deformities in your body, problems with certain organs in your bodies, problem with your bones, your joints, your tissues. I pray for everyone in that category that right now you are healed in Jesus' name. Right now, those problems in your body system are gone in Jesus' name. Your sicknesses are gone. Your diseases are gone. Your afflictions are gone. In the name of Jesus. The oppression of darkness on your life. The limitations of darkness on your life. The slavery of darkness going on in your life. They are all terminated. right now in Jesus' name. I pray that your trust in God shall produce signs and wonders for you. I repeat, your faith in God, your trust in God shall produce signs and wonders for you. In the name of Jesus, your God shall not let you down. Your God shall fight for you, and you shall be comforted. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.